Hello, everyone. You're listening to the Michael Amade Show, episode 628, Letting Go. Well, we're here now at the end of another amazing day. I got to have a great rehearsal this evening. I was working just nose to the grindstone for most of the day, getting through just a bunch of creative work. I know I just said nose to the grindstone. I actually love that phrase. It was totally a mistake, but now I think I'm going to keep using it. I had my nose to the grindstone. That's how this is going to go. Also, for those of you who are worried that I'm going to break into singing Let It Go from Frozen, you'll be disappointed. That's not what I'm talking about today. In fact, I'm following up kind of on the theme from yesterday's podcast. But I want to talk a little bit about the creative process of, we were talking about how we're trying to seek perfection, and then we need to allow making it human. But there's another thing that I think is almost deeper than that, that comes when people are finding themselves blocked in really fulfilling and getting through with their creative projects. And the thing that I would encourage you to consider is that as we go through life, when we go from being a child to an adult, we start taking things happen to us in life that they start kind of, for lack of a better metaphorical term, they start kind of grabbing onto our back. They start holding on. We're carrying a lot of baggage that shows up over the years, whether that's just opinions on ourselves, things that have happened that we have witnessed, things people have said about us, reinforcements of our own behavior or our value or lack of value. We start to carry all these things on our back, and they start to really inhibit us being able to play and just create something new and interesting for fun, or to even have the confidence in ourselves to even be able to finish something and put it out there to the world, let alone promote it, which is a whole other topic, which we'll get into. I do think that as we can go through the process of just kind of a gentle easing of these perceptions about ourselves, who we are, who we think we should be, and just getting into and getting on with the work, get into the process of creating something and attempting to finish something. This in itself is a type of meditation, but it's also a productive meditation. The thing is, you don't have to go through necessarily all of the big processes people say you need to go through to let something go. Sometimes you can just kind of get so busy and have such a deadline you have to hit that you forget about it. There's different ways to trick yourself into it. Not that you have to do that, but there's a myriad of ways. But when we become aware of what the issues might be, sometimes it's easier to let them go. So just, this is a short podcast tonight just to get you to think about the idea that all the baggage you're carrying, all the opinions of yourself, the opinions of other people that you carry with you, events that might have happened in the past, it's going to be much easier, much more fun to create when you choose to lay those down and just kind of learn to be yourself again. Just a thought. If you want to find me, you can, michaelamade.com or social media. I'm the guy wearing the cowboy hat. Just look up Michael Amade. The next episode of this podcast will be tomorrow, but until then, I hope you live courageously, and I hope you live creatively. Have a good night.